This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Mind Body Green, radically transform your health from the inside out. Save 15% off with code MMA15. Neuro Gum, functional gum and mints to energize, calm, and focus you in the moment. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 701.
That's right, 701.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Ruth, MMA Show, by fans, for my fans, walking the line between serious and ridiculous. It's got the moonshine out, guys. Careful.
Yeah, the H2 moonshine.
That's right.
I don't remember what it said. Hey, I was looking at the Bears shit today, and we got some players. We got some offensive linemen. We got a defensive tackle. We're looking at a running back in the draft. Right now, this is the best time to be a Bears fan.
This is my favorite, Ingo. I say this every year because it's the anticipation that you could be great.
You're
0-0. You've won the offseason again with all the additions. Like, you've solidified the offensive line, defensive line way better. You probably need one more guy there. But again, like you're saying, you can go into the draft and pick best player available. You don't have to corner yourself into, oh, I need an offensive lineman or I need a defensive. Best player available. I kind of want them to take that running back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if he pans out. I mean, yeah, some people could be a bust, but I mean, if you could have another fucking, like, a stud running back, we haven't had one in a while.
No, it'd be awesome, especially in Chicago, you'd think, you know.
Fuck, man. Like, watching Peyton run was unbelievable. Back in the day when they won their Super Bowl. And he didn't even get a touchdown. I believe they handed the ball off to the fridge, and he got the touchdown for us. He was a defensive player that weighed 300 pounds they were freaking out about.
Yeah, well, it wasn't I forgot who tried to do it in the playoff game this year, and the big guy fumbled it.
Fumbled it, right. Yeah. Like, oh, no!
Yeah, like, only works once.
Yeah, don't go that well many times, so...
No,
it's good, man. Things are looking up for the Bears. Blackhawks have been playing way better. Still can't watch them on fucking TV, unfortunately. But, you know, it's the youth movement over there, and they'll have another high draft pick coming up this year. Either, yep, hopefully one or two. I mean, they're contending for second worst team in the league right now.
Yikes.
But I think you got to get a stud head coach. They haven't done that yet. They're still running on their AHL coach came up and took over. So if you get a legit coach that's won Stanley Cups and gets in there and everything's cohesive,
yeah,
a couple more players. And then I think that with them, you got to go and get a fucking legit free agent, kind of like what the Bears are doing. But, you know, get an established guy that you can plug in with, like Bedard, and, you know, fucking do some damage. It's exciting because they also, it's another team, fuck ton of cap space. Like, you could, like, they were buying contracts to get to the floor bottom of the minimum amount you have to spend. So,
just to free up some cap space, totally clear house.
Yeah, they did all that. So, it's good. Exciting times ahead. Now right into UFC 313 recap. So apparently, yes, there were a lot of trouble with the stream. A lot of people were crying that things were not working out right. And then some people were theorizing that ESPN was fucking with the UFC product because...
Brendan Schaub.
Yeah. Not to name names, but his initials are Brendan Schaub.
Yeah. I don't know if I buy that. That just doesn't seem...
Seems wonky, right? But again, what a piece of shit platform this ESPN thing has been. Like, I don't know what they said. I think it's 7 years
that they've been there. It's horrific. Like every other streaming platform is so much easier to use. This thing, I'm like, okay, I could skip forward 10 seconds. Like, what, like, can I go here? What can I do? Even just logging into the fucking app, you should know I'm here to watch UFC instead of giving me baseball, hockey. Like, I have to, I click on what I think is UFC, and then it takes me to regular ESPN, and I'm not on ESPN Plus anymore. I'm like, I just want to find the fucking fights that I bought.
Right.
Like,
it
where
should be
the fuck
like
is
just
this?
At the top, you know, or
yeah,
something,
it's
right when
so
you log
stupid.
in.
It's
So I
so
don't think
stupid.
they've changed that app in a long time. I think there's
I
been
don't think
minor
ever.
updates. Maybe it's this exactly the same as it was when it started, but yeah, it does suck.
Terrific.
It Disney owned, you know, big
Yeah.
company. I think it's hard to move. It's hard to move that needle to do stuff like this because it's so big. So,
True. Well, we'll see where they end up. Hopefully, somewhere where we're not paying for pay-per-views every fucking month, like Netflix seems to make sense. And then one other thing before we talk about the main event. So last week I had asked Grok, which is Twitter's AI, like, pick the fights. Like, who do you think is going to win for UFC 313?
Yep.
And we had a couple of fights get canceled. So it only got the pick from seven fights. It only picked three out of the seven right for a 43%
Oh.
correct. So, like, when we were keeping track and fucking really dialed in, we were 70s easy, mid 70s, I think, on the top end. Even, like, there was times when the Magic 8-Ball would contend with us when we were using that to challenge our picks. So we'll have to see. I mean, this AI is still evolving, but three out of seven is dog shit.
Yeah, it's no good.
I didn't pick it out to compare it, though. So, I mean, the only two fights that we looked at and picked, I obviously was 50%. I think we were both 50%. So even that's still better than that. But
oh,
anyway.
No thanks to Alex Pereira.
Yeah, let's talk about the main event. Alex Pereira, Magomed Ankalaev. What happened? You can go.
Well, before I tell you what happened, apparently
yeah.
This happened before the fight, and which may have or may not have been a factor to the outcome of the fight. But here we go. Alex Pereira, Chuck Liddell, some other dudes doing
Is
little
this
dancing.
before the fight or after?
I'm pretty sure it was before.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's after
Chuck's,
maybe.
Okay, Chuck's got quite the big fanny pack there. It looks like his ball sack.
His tiny little chicken legs and kind of a belly. But anyways, what happened in the fight? I don't know how you scored this, but it was a weird fight to watch for me. It was,
Yeah.
it seemed very close. There wasn't that much action. There were moments, right? I gave Pereira the first two rounds on the last round. And I don't think
Okay.
Ankalaev did enough to win this fight. I just don't think he did. I think he did clip Pereira at least once, maybe end of second or third round. There was a little bit of that going on, but the whole thing just seemed wonky. Like it wasn't, I don't know. Like neither guy could really figure out what to do with the other guy. It just, I don't know.
It was awkward, and I want to take it back a step and say, God, I fucking hate Bruce Buffer, because he was so over-the-top dramatic in the introduction for this fight. I'm like, can we just get to the fucking fight? Like, he was doing long, like, its time probably lasted for 3 minutes. Like, what are we doing? Like, I want the action. Everyone's standing up. We're wanting the action. And just, anyway. But, yeah, it was just a boring fight, and I don't know. Alex looked weird in this fight, and he had a very big lack of output. He seemed very stiff and rigid. He did stop every fucking takedown, I think. I mean, he got pinned against the cage, so from that standpoint, it was weird. I actually scored it. It was 4-1 Ankalaev in my book, but
wow.
I can argue it 3-2. I mean, the right score is probably 3-2 Ankalaev. But it's so close, some of those rounds. It depends how do you value what is happening. Is manhandling a guy up against a cage for three quarters of a round,
no,
is that more valuable than some hard strikes landing? So it's like I go back and forth, and when I watch this fight, I gave more weight to that this time, because I'm like, he's making Alex go backwards. He's the one who's controlling the octagon. So in a stale fight, I gave it to the I fucking hate this. The Randy Couture type of style of like hold you against a fucking fence and do goddamn nothing with it. So, I mean, Alex had some success with the leg kicks, but they were like, he had to throw front leg kicks because Ankalaev was southpaw initially. And then after he beat up his leg a little bit, then he had to kind of switch regular, but he was mostly southpaw the fight. And it was just awkward. And I don't know why Pereira wasn't super aggressive in that, but I think what they were saying on the broadcast too is he can't fight going backwards. Like that's his problem. And I forgot someone else had that problem too, where like once you get them going backwards, they're fucked. So if you pressure him, he's not going to be able to respond. And again, his style, like his defense, I fucking hate his defense because he's kind of like this. Like,
his defense is, I will murder you, so don't come close.
And like, what are we doing with the hands here? I like them in nice and tight and high and elbows tucked in so you block those body kicks because he ate a few of those. There were moments of aggression, but for the most part, just like
snooze fest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to pull up these fight stats too, because you got to visualize. And goddamn, this is so small. I can't even fucking read it, but we'll give it a shot here because I believe Alex only landed 11 strikes to the head.
Oh, was it that little?
Yeah. So only 11 to the head landed, 11 out of 57.
I guess I'm sensitive to leg kicks. I just really thought he was winning a couple of those rounds. Interesting. I didn't look at the stats.
And Ankalaev, 36 to the head, 30 to the body, 28. Yeah, I mean, obviously he dominated with the leg kicks, right? 48. But just kind of wild. Let's see who's red. Pereira, have it by round. So, I mean, on a punch stat, it's like 3-2 if you're just looking at strikes.
Yeah.
But I was weighing control in this one. But it's a fucking awkward fight. And it seemed like they wanted to make the immediate rematch. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, it's fine, I guess.
I'm not going to watch it.
I don't think it's going to be exciting for me, though. I'd rather see Perev box or something next, you know?
Yeah. And then what's his face had a message for them? Yuri Prokryich.
Oh, Jesus. I'm coming. Is it like that?
I always hate this point of view. Well, hang on. Let me go back. I don't think I shared sound. You got to have sound. I didn't share sound. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everyone. Fight day is here. For us here in Czech Republic, it's tomorrow morning. So, I wish you the great fight, both of you guys. And don't forget, I'm coming.
Why is this guy coming everywhere? I'm not comfortable with this. Not comfortable with this. Man.
Sometimes a language barrier, I don't even know if he knows or he knows now and he's just playing it up. But that is all sorts of funny. I'm coming. He was very serious about it this time.
And then one last thing, as we're talking about the main event, I don't know if you saw this lady. So some lady was super psyched that Ankalaev won.
Okay.
This might be super loud, but we'll try.
Oh my God, she's going crazy.
Screaming at the top of her lungs.
She has no hair.
Yeah. The people are like, what the fuck?
She must be, maybe she's a fighter.
I don't know. It's terrifying. I'd run out of that bar.
You're like,
run away.
Yeah, this place is weird. I'm out of here.
Speaking of which, let's do some sponsors.
Okay, let's see. We got, listen up, guys. It's spring break season, and whether you are hitting the beach, road tripping with your crew, or hopping on a flight to paradise, you need to keep your grooming game tight. That's where the Handyman Rocket Man Special Edition from Manscaped comes in. They just threw a bunch of terms together, and I like it. This sleek, portable face shaver is built for on-the-go freshness, making it the perfect travel companion for all your spring break adventures. No more showing up to pool parties or late-night beach bonfires with scruff you don't want. The Handyman has you covered. Hubbard, sorry. Just a quick PSA, though. There are limited quantities available for the handyman Rocket Man, so you'll need to act fast. You can use our code MMANUTS20. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
Nice. Oh, there was the handyman. That reminds me, he's on in Living Color. Probably can't do that skit anymore, but you kids could check out Handyman from In Living Color.
I'm sure it's on the YouTube somewhere.
It is. It's out there. I love it. Anyway, when you're gearing up for a day party, a spontaneous weekend getaway, or just want to keep it fresh for the gram, the Handyman Rocket Man is your secret weapon. Join over to 12 million men who trust Manscaped and upgrade to the Handyman Rocket Man. You use code MMAS20 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. It's 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. Or if you need it today, you can find Manscaped at a store near you. Here you go. Store near you. Don't miss out. Upgrade your grooming game with Manscaped today.
Yes, sir. And spring is almost here, so it's time to shake off those heavy layers and bust out those shorts. Whether you're on spring break, heading to a backyard barbecue, playing a round of golf, or delivering a podcast ad read, Chubbies has the styles for any spring occasion. The variety of bright and comfortable polos and high-quality thigh-exposing shorts, Chubbies has the styles to fit whatever spring vibe you're going for. Taking that well-deserved spring vacation, Chubbies has the ultimate training shorts for you. Look for a more casual, comfortable fit for an outdoor brunch or a walk in the park. Chubbies original shorts give you that classic feel with a modern look. Let's face it, you deserve a wardrobe upgrade for springtime. So to sweeten the deal, for a limited time, Chubbies is giving our listeners and viewers 20% off your order with our exclusive code MMANUTS at chubbyshorts.com.
That's right. Whether you're getting dressed for your workday, a workout, or a weekend getaway, Chubbies has you covered. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our viewers 20% off your order with code MMANUTS at chubbyshorts.com. That's code MMANUTS at chubbyshorts.com. Support our show. Tell them we sent you. Don't blend in with the crowd. Stand out with Chubbies. And just like that, back to the show.
Back to the show. We'll talk about the co-main event.
Yeah.
Justin Gaethje, Rafael Fizz.
Busy two.
I mean,
war. Like, this is what I thought. War.
Yes. Great first round. Lots of action.
And then I don't know what it was. So first round. Oh yeah, Fiziev. He had a mounted triangle almost in the first round. Like, he got caught a couple of leg kicks from Gaethje. He got the takedown. He almost had that.
Gaethje had a big stunner near the end of first round. I think it was a right, overhand right he threw,
and like the power, like the amount of effort these guys are putting in their strikes, like
crazy.
They are throwing to finish people. Like the second round, I think that's when Gaethje started stepping it up, because like the first round I gave it to Fiziev because he was way more active, way more powerful, as he should have been. Like, if I was him, I would have just emptied that first round. I know it sucks because you don't want to take round two and three off because you're going to get fucked up against Gaethje. Yeah. And the second round, it seems when Gaethje finally figured out whatever the distance was and started landing more. And then he dropped him with like that nice uppercut. So he like tie collar clinched him and then fucking rang him up, dropped him.
He did.
And then the third round is when they just beat the hell out of each other. And then
more uppercuts by Gaethje to start that one.
Yeah, Fiziev. Like halfway through round three is when his cardio started fading because he wasn't fucking training for this fight. He took it on short notice, so good for him. I mean, another war, and like after a fight, and Gaethje's talking to Fiziev, and he's like, "Let's not fight again. Let's be done fighting each other." Because I think Gaethje said he broke his hand, or at least he thought he did.
Yeah.
Early on, so
they're just tough, too. Really tough dudes.
And like Gaethje's chin held up pretty nice too. Like, oh, that was nice. Good for him. And I don't know what's next, if Gaethje's gonna get the title shot against Makhachev now. It seems like Gaethje was ranked 3. Probably makes sense to do it. See what happens.
I think so.
Probably a lot of Gaethje on the back, unfortunately. But you also got to close the distance because Fiziev was taking him down, and he's not a fucking legit wrestler. So
I'm going to do you a favor.
Whoa, I hear volumes.
Hang on a second. Something weird started playing, and I don't know what tab it is. I have like 20 tabs open. Can you hear that?
Yes. Something is playing. Something's playing in the background.
Stand by. Okay, I think I stopped it.
Okay.
Sorry about that. That was weird. I'm like, something's playing.
It's all like gay porn. Fucking. You're like, what is going on here? I don't know. It's probably just some sponsors.
More sponsors?
It's a good intro, too. A little sponsor action.
Okay, hold on. So yeah. This episode is sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom-and-pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 milligrams all the way up to 12. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch or guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2 milligram, 4 milligram, or 6 milligram. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
All right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/FIT20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Yeah, I hear volume again.
Yeah, I hear it too. I don't know what's happening right now. I have a gremlin in my computer that's playing weird things. Hang on. Oh my God.
These things happen. In MMA.
Here, I'll just play this. Okay. Was that you or somebody else? Did you just say fuck off?
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
Saying shit.
Okay, we'll go back to this episode sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients and to enhance your world one scent at a time. You only use the good stuff, natural essential and fragrant oils and more sustainable materials to bring you your best looking, best smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right. And this month's new scent is fig tree. So let's crack this open and see what we got. That one's a stunner for me. Is it fig tree? Whatever it is, it's pretty good. I'm just going to smell this all show. Can I do that? So here's what they describe it as. It's the afternoon sun is shining over a flourishing fig orchard with ripe fruits waiting to be picked. Fresh, verdant notes of Mediterranean fig and crisp green leaves are picked up in the soft breeze while cedar and lush moss bring the blend down to earth. That's exactly what I smelled. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. Right like that. Back to the show.
Back to the show. And hopefully I had to reboot my entire Chrome just now. And put all the tabs back. Does that ever happen to you? One of the tab, and then
I have
like,
to close the whole fucking
what
thing.
What the fuck is playing? It's like some stupid little ad, I think, on some random website, and you don't know where it is. So anyway,
because sometimes it doesn't put the speaker on the top to tell you which tab is fucking
it
making
does
noise.
Not. So
let's see what else is happening out there.
Well, we got some. I got some pictures. So Dan Hooker, you know, had to pull out of the fight, but here he is in the hospital, and he shows a couple things. So you have him here in the hospital hanging out doing his thing, got his kid, right? But his hand got a serious injury, and look at this fucking scar. I just don't even understand how that's going to heal. Look at that. That is a massive scar.
Oh, yeah. There's like a, I think a video where he cut it off. Like they cut the cast off, and then you can see, and it's still pretty swollen and gank. So
yeah,
I don't know how long that shit takes to heal, but I would imagine
I think
it's
got to
be 6 months probably before you want to punch something.
At least.
It ain't going to be good. It's going to be a while. What else is... Oh, here's the new fight league.
Let's see.
I should probably turn the sound off. Boxing on top of a hot air balloon.
Oh, Jesus. What?
And want you to notice one thing. No parachutes. That's safe, right?
No.
It's totally safe.
Like a wind could blow them off. That's giving me like I got fucking afraid of heights. That's scaring me. Those people are dangerous. They could die easily.
I don't like it without a parachute.
I've been in a hot air balloon. Sometimes a balloon can change how it, you know, a little bit, shift a little bit. So that's
no
not
thanks.
Safe. That is not safe.
No.
I wonder if it's AI. There's no way that they're fucking doing this.
That, well, I mean, that's Russia. There's something going on. You know, you put inmates up there. And then I'm going to show this real quick. So I don't know what goes down at the UFC weigh-in show, but here's a couple of images from said show. So you got DC taking his top off.
And then
you have Chris Weidman and Laura Senko playing with...
My God.
That Crocs.
Absolutely amazing.
I don't know what goes on over there, but getting a little frisky. What else is happening?
Let me see. Oh, here. So I hope I can show this. I have a little Paige VanZant and Power Slap. Can we show that?
Nice.
Is that good?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends. Do you have the crowd angle?
Yeah, is this angle good?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Try to give a little bit of volume. Just
Kate, if he would dress me as Colonel or Sir, I believe I.
Whoa, you've got. I'm gonna have to mute this. That was weird.
Take that one. I don't know. I can't tell if these girls are hitting each other that hard. Let's see. At first, I thought, is she gonna punch her?
Oof. I like how they put the smoke so you can see.
One. Two. Oh. Okay. Damn. You think they can knock each other out?
No.
I don't get this pulling your hand back. Oh, that wasn't very hard.
That was terrible. She got nothing on that.
Should I keep going? I can stop.
Hey, we're good.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
Yeah, we can stop.
You know the rules? Like, how many do they get?
I thought it was three apiece. I don't remember if that was true. I remember watching one of them. I said, I'm not going to watch anymore.
Gay.
Yeah. Now I got to pay the Paige VanZant tax.
Please.
Since you pulled her up.
Look us up.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Paige VanZant. Check her out. And then here's the sad pick of the week as you're bringing that up. So I hate to see this, and I'll post this, but you have Forrest Griffin working the event as like one of the slap KO catchers, and he missed someone. But now you have your former UFC light heavyweight champion who is working at power slap catching people when they get KO'd. So I don't know if that's good or bad. To me, it makes me sad going, is that all you can aspire to?
Maybe. Like, not a brain damage.
Yeah. Like, how employable are you? I mean, he's been lucky because I think he just fills slots, and the UFC probably pays him pretty well. Because I think he was just working at the Performance Institute before, and then like, oh, you want to fucking catch people?
He's like, I guess, the utility guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever they need, he does it. But it makes me sad on one note.
Yeah.
What else is happening before I keep bringing us down more?
sorry. Well, I might as well share this news. Here's Frank Mir. He had some surgery just recently. Apparently, he had a spinal problem. And here he is in the hospital, talks about his surgery. And he said that he faced a significant hurdle recently and had a spinal fusion and laminectomy of his entire thoracic spine. So basically, like, that's a huge thing that got fused together. And I'm just wondering, do you think he'll ever be back with, I don't think he's ever going to be doing any jiu-jitsu with that kind of back problem, is I'm thinking.
Yo, I got a laminectomy of the spine. Did you have one? No, I mean, I have some of the issues. So it's saying laminectomy of the thoracic spine is a surgical procedure where a portion of the vertebral bone called the lamina is removed from one or more vertebrae in the thoracic region of the spine. The lamina is a flat arch part. You just fuck it. This is just repeating itself.
You're looking on Grok?
Yeah, it says the goal of the surgery is to relieve pressure on the spinal cord or nerves in the thoracic region. And then it just goes into, you know, this pressure can come from spinal stenosis, herniated disc, I have both of those, tumors, bone spurs, or injuries. And it looks like
nothing good. It's all.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what the recovery is. It says hospital 1 to 3 days. You'll likely start walking same day or next day. Pain managed by medication, heavy lifting, bending, or twisting avoided for 6 to 12 weeks.
Oh, geez.
And then full recovery can take weeks to months. If fusion is involved, it can be longer, up to 6 months. Yeah. There's a lot of shit going on. Well, if it's an emergency one, I who knows what that's about. So I would say his fighting career is, wasn't he just scheduled to fight in GFL? I thought he was fighting someone. I swear we put something up. Like, was he fighting Big Nog again or so? He was fighting somebody there.
Yeah. Something. I don't remember what it was.
I gotta know. Do I trust Grok for this?
Oh God, you're in love with this Grok thing. I love it.
Frank Mir fighting in GFL. Let's go, Grok. Pull it up. Fabricio Verdum.
That's it.
I guess that fight's not happening. These guys get old. Things happen. What else is going on? I got two tweets and Knowledge.
I got a video and a KO and then some knowledge, I guess.
Okay, run the video. I'll do the tweets. And then
here's Chito Vera doing a little car service on his car, and he's just in his driveway from what I hear. Up comes this dude, and he's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, fuck your
knife
shit up.
You.
And then Chito's like, no, you're not. I got a shotgun. And off he goes. Is this just like common shit that happens in LA or wherever the hell he's
Well, from? He was sure as shit ready for it, so it must happen pretty often.
It's like, I got a shotgun. See you later.
I wish you would have shot it. Not necessarily the guy. I see enough of that shit, random shit on Twitter. Like, they keep showing me people getting killed. I'm like, stop. I do not want to see this negative stuff. All right, here's a tweet a week. So this happened in a hockey game. Here's a pretty sweet fight pick.
Oh, damn.
Guy throwing a Superman punch to start a fight.
Oh, yeah. Did he land it?
Kind of. Wasn't devastating, though. Because he's really up there. I think GSP even commented on that and said he telegraphed that one too much, so it didn't land as well as it could have. And then I got to go back in and out. I got to share sound for this one. So apparently it was International fucking Women's Day. This is a throwback to whenever is being posted this, but
Gayla, listen, can you get my contact lens solution? Karen, I would like a coffee. Leah, a sandwich, please, ham and cheese, a little bit of mustard.
Yes,
what was, Laura, can you just get me a selection of bananas? I see you've got them there ready. But guys, listen, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and I expect my bitches on International Women's Day to have my shit ready, okay? Get my shit ready. Your bitches be crazy. Gayla, listen.
Look at Bisping.
He's funny. They're good sports, all of them.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Get out, your bitches. What else? You got the KO?
Yeah. There's a KO here happening. Little glory like boxing. I don't think it's glory, but I just love it because. Yeah, there it is. Good night. Crowd likes it. I think they're
a replay. Golf clap.
Let's see for a second. Here we go. One more time. He's like, oh, you can tell he's like, that's.
He's already out.
He's just pretty much. And yep.
That's. Take a few more for good measure. And then that one. Let's shut him down.
I just feel like those boxing ones are worse. You just, do you take a lot of punishment before you're actually done?
Yeah, it's like they're just kind of
like one and done. Yeah.
And this is kind of zone for. Well, zone I think that's fight. Why you also see more people die in boxing than you do in MMA. That repetitive fucking shots when they're already fucking KO'd on the feet and you're taking 10 more before the doctor or ref, stops it. We're into some knowledge. What do you got?
Just a new sport called. Taser jitsu.
Okay, I'm in.
Doing a little jiu-jitsu with tasers, and you can. I don't know why.
Ooh, I like this.
No, they're both wearing glasses. It's a little taser jitsu. What happens if you get tasered to the face? Is my question.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta be careful with where you stick.
The other part that I'm confused about this isn't the body a conductor? So if you taser someone and also touch them, don't you also?
Yeah.
So this is. I don't know if this works in theory, but these guys are dorks and having the
100%. And it shows that the fucking stun gun isn't very effective because they're still going. Like, that should incapacitate you. Otherwise, it's a fucking fail and people are going to die. So I was playing the Call of Duty the other day and I thought some of the names that came up were semi-interesting. So I'll share. Apparently, I was playing against the cum team with Limp Dickerson and some other guy. And then there was Huge Erection. And then Bruce Leroy, he happened to be there. I got a poo smeller.
What is happening?
I don't know. But, you know, it's kind of gone downhill.
It's really, this fucking game is Limp Dickerson. What is happening to the world, man?
I've seen like crazier names. I just haven't got my phone out in time to go, what the fuck am I getting involved in here? I don't know. On that note, let's shut down.
Alrighty, sorry for the technical problems, folks. That's been this edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.